Hi, it's Mike Lampantino, and welcome to my podcast, Behind the Mic. The first time I saw Emerson, Lake & Palmer, I remember it very well. It was a really rainy, snowy night. I believe it was in January, February, heading down to Madison Square Garden. The year 1977, they were performing with a 72-piece orchestra. It was absolutely incredible. Well, Carl Palmer joins us this afternoon, and he's also going to join us this coming Saturday night, and that's going to be happening at the College Street Music Hall with the return of Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
We are very happy to tell you that the show is on the road. We finally made some big decisions, and we ended up producing a show which I think everyone is going to really enjoy.
Well, tell me, Carl, how did this all come about?
To take you back to the beginning, to where it all began, it began with a situation a couple of years ago looking at holograms. And we looked at holograms. I looked at lots of stuff like we all did, like the Whitney Houston and Ronnie James Dio and all that kind of stuff. All looked very good, but it wasn't quite right for what I thought ELP needed. Anyway, we visited Los Angeles and went through a few companies like we all do, and we looked at that. No, it didn't row my boat. I still wasn't completely convinced.
And what convinced you to do this big project?
I then went to a show to see a live show, actually be in the audience, and it was the Frank Zappa show at the London Palladium. He was there for, I don't know, maybe a couple of nights. I can't remember. Anyway, after seeing the show, I thought to myself, no, there's a better way of doing this. Greg and Keith were both big techo freaks, and they just loved technology. I mean, like we all do on some level. And I knew that hologram situation wasn't for us. What I needed to do was see if I could produce a show that had live footage that was, like, beautifully shot. And obviously the audio lines, the audio track had to be superlative, had to be the best.
All right, so out of all the music to choose from, how did you come up with the show that you picked? What show did you pick for this incredible return of Emerson, Lake & Palmer?
After a long time, I went through various things with my manager and stuff, and I'd completely forgotten about a DVD that was released on Sanctuary in the mid-90s. And this was a DVD which was recorded at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Holds about 4,500, 5,000 people. A great venue. We chose it because we really enjoyed going to concerts in that venue ourselves as individuals. Anyway, we played there two nights. It was a five-camera shoot both nights. And the recording was done with a proper mobile recording unit that we insisted we had to have that night. Well, as I say, I'd forgotten all about this DVD. When I put it on and played it, I could see the possibilities immediately. The DVD, it didn't sell a lot of copies as far as what I can see. It got released on Sanctuary. And during that period it got released, Sanctuary got sold out to Universal. And Universal obviously didn't get behind it. It fell through the cracks, as we say. And that, for me right now, is it works really well, because obviously it's not live footage of Greg and Keith that a lot of people have seen, but it was group approved and it was actually released. So I'm actually dealing with something which is Greg Lake at his best and Keith Emerson at his very best. And from that point of view, this seemed to be the most honest way you could actually produce a live show when we use the title The Return of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. And obviously I'm looking forward to playing in your hometown, that's for sure. And I think people are going to really enjoy this show because it is real.
Were both of the families, the Emersons and the Lakes, involved in this whole production?
Now, both of the families are involved, the Emersons and the Lakes, and they're both very, very keen for this to be done. Obviously, you know, it had to be done in the best possible way. I've had some great people working with me, helping me put this together. And I'm very, 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 very comfortable with the whole thing. In actual fact, you know, rehearsals have been going so well. It's a dream come true. So it's the real thing. It's the three of us playing as a band. There's large screens each side of the stage, 12 foot by 9. There's a bigger screen downstage, which is like 16 by 9. So it's all looking like really, really, really powerful. And there's a strong sort of 3D sort of effect there. So I'm looking forward to, as I say, coming along to play for you all. And I hope you're going to enjoy the return of Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
Once again, Carl Palmer, thank you. And I can't wait to see you this coming Saturday night at the College Street Music Hall in downtown New Haven. Tickets are available right now at collegestreetmusichall.com. Thanks for listening to Behind the Mic.